You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the third day of April 2020, man, we should be having baseball right now, but we're not. We're playing it safe, and I'm going to be responding to some tweets and Instagram messages I got and address what could be the dumbest decision Rob Manfred's ever made, and that's saying a lot. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. When you're staying safe during this whole crisis, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Astros, who I will briefly mention today, but it's hosted by Brett and by Eric. By the way, Brett and Eric have both been on this program. They're both really, really good Astros fans, and they're really good podcasters. Check out their show. Check us out on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're also on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Hey, Brett and Eric, you noticed that I gave you a plug there. You notice I say wonderful things about you because I'm about to say some bad things about the Astros. And let me tell you one thing. Brett Chancy is the co-host of Locked On Astros. He's been on this program. We've cross-pollinated, and he's a great Astros fan and a really good guy, and hope for humanity, because we probably don't agree on some things, some things politically, maybe some things socially, whatever, but we get along just fine. We get along just fine online. We got along just fine when we talk, when we were talking via Zoom and everything like that. Really cool guy. One thing I do know about him, and this triggers him a little bit because he's a big Astros fan and defends his Astros and defends his Astros sometimes to the point where I'm thinking of Don Quixote charging at a windmill. But I'm convinced he sits at his computer with Twitter and has a search engine running to give him an alert for whenever someone says something bad about the Astros, because he can then defend their honor. Okay, and I love fan devotion like that, and so you know when I say stuff I'm going to say right now, buddy, you know part of it is me joking with you, but the other part of it is pretty dang serious. It looks like Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, who hates baseball as much as I hate peas, as much as I hate salted caramel, as much as I hate the music of Billy Joel, that's how much Rob Manfred hates baseball, which is insane because he's in charge of baseball. I want to love one thing in my life as much as Rob Manfred hates baseball. Every decision, every turn he seems to make seems to be based upon how he hates this game and he wants to change it for the worse. I'm not against change. Hell, I'm going to talk about a big change I wanted to make that I talked about on a previous podcast, which didn't get the greatest reviews from a couple people, but I will address that. But that being said, one of the latest, shall we call it a misstep, that he's had in his tenure as commissioner is he is saying that there is a chance that he will rule that if there is indeed no baseball season in 2020 due to COVID-19, that the year that we've missed would count as time served for Lanao and Hinch and their suspension from the Astros for their involvement in the scandal of sign stealing. Remember that? That seems like a long time ago. Remember when that was our biggest problem? When that was what was weighing on our souls? Was the Astros hitting the goddamn trash can? Sorry, Ray. And this is why, and I want to just bring this right up front. Some people criticized me that I was taking it too lightly at first. I called it a funny scandal. okay? But I'm proven to be right on this. Is it serious? Yes. And I said right from the beginning, if they broke the rules, they should be punished, and they should be treated as people who broke the rules. But in the end, it was guys banging on a trash can. Yes, it affected players' lives. Yes, it affected the careers and the livelihood of several players. I'm not downplaying that. But as we walk outside with our masks on, and I am unable to go to the classroom and teach the children that I've been working with, let's remember that it was about banging a trash can. Now, again, I was saying that it was not a life or death thing. Again, I know it affected careers, and I know it affected the trajectory of baseball history. But I think that's one of the reasons why we could have such a lively debate on it, because in many ways, it didn't affect our lives like, oh yeah, the events of the last month. Okay, I digress. This is why, Brett and all you Astro fans, you have to understand that you cannot get defensive when people start booing the Astros for a generation. Not for a couple of games, not for a spring training game, for a generation. Probably the next 15 years, people will boo the Astros. It doesn't matter if they were wearing the uniform. It doesn't matter if they were playing in the 2017 World Series. It doesn't matter. They will associate the Astros with not only cheating, but getting away with it and not being punished. The thing that I think is going to get to most people, and it's getting to me a little bit, is that the Astros are not punished. And if this happens, if Lanao and Hinch are allowed to come back when baseball comes back in 2021, if there was no season played this year, then there is no way anyone could look at me in the eye and say the Astros received any punishment whatsoever. They got away with it. They were caught and still got away with it. It's one thing to get away with it and not get caught. There's almost something admirable in a twisted way when someone gets away with a grift or a crime. They did it again. They got away with it. They got away with it. They didn't get caught. They never caught him. But when you get caught and you say, what's your punishment? Nothing. Then you are saying it's okay to cheat. Then you're saying it's okay to break the rules. And before anyone jumps on me upon this, I've been saying just as loudly, as a lifelong Boston Red Sox fan, I am completely ready to emotionally vacate the 2018 World Series title. In fact, there was a thing on the Boston Globe Twitter feed where they're asking you to list your favorite teams, your 10 favorite Boston teams of all time. I didn't list the 2018 Red Sox. I didn't. I listed a couple other teams that didn't even make the playoffs, but were emotionally important to me. I get it. If the Red Sox are found guilty of everything that the Astros are found guilty of, and I think they did everything and maybe even more, then they deserve to be punished. But this isn't about being negative. This isn't about, oh, you're sore losers or whatever thing like that. This is about justice, right, and wrong. And goes consistently what I said right from the beginning. If they broke the rules and they were caught, they deserve to be punished. And if sitting out a season that didn't exist consists of their punishment, then you're saying none of the players get punished, the team doesn't have to vacate the title, and they didn't really lose their manager or general manager. Now, if all that does indeed happen, the price you Astro fans have to pay is this. Your team will be booed for a generation at least. Nobody will respect the 2017 title or even acknowledge it. And you have no bragging rights. This is the donut that Private Pyle ate in Full Metal Jacket. Remember when they found the donut in his locker? And he had to eat it while all the other members in the platoon were punished. and he was eating it, and he was clearly not enjoying eating it, but he had to eat it anyway. That's the 2017 World Series title, that donut. Yeah, you got to eat it, but nobody acknowledged it. There's no bragging rights, and you can't get overly defensive when people point that out. That's the price you have to pay. You want that title? Then know that nobody acknowledges it. And this is coming from a Red Sox fan who is completely ready to jettison the 2018 World Series title in the dumpster. And if anyone says to me, hey, I don't acknowledge it, I said, yeah, you went. I get it. I'm currently in Los Angeles County right now. You think I'm going to brag about the 2018 World Series to any Dodger fan I meet? Do you think if I came up to Jeff or Amanda or all these people I know who are diehard, Sydney, people who are diehard Dodger fans, do you think I'm going to brag about 2018? Of course not, because I know they don't acknowledge it. So, my problem at this point is they were cheating, and we all know that. They admit they were found that, and the players all have started to basically be, yeah, we did something we shouldn't have done. It was a bad mistake. Okay, so you did something. You were caught, but you're not punished. There's no punishment. So why would a team ever not cheat? What's the... Give me one reason. And I'll ask you, Brett and Eric. Give me one reason why a team shouldn't cheat now, since we've established you can do it with no repercussions. Tell me how to weigh that. And hey, let's talk about weighing things. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Well, maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the first smart scale, and now they're still at it, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale for 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is the key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone with you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com/MLB, and get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. Hey, let's address something. I played a rant from 2014 where I made the suggestion that maybe we should, I would have, you know, eliminate beer sales at a ball game, or at least confine them to one area. My logic I had then, and I stand by what I said, is that one of the things that drives families away from going to ball games are drunks. Whenever you hear there's a problem at a ball game, it's almost always drunks. And so I made this. I would have no problem banning beer from a ball game. And for teams that want to attract families as opposed to individuals, because families bring in more money, more tickets, they buy more concessions, they buy more nacho hats, foamware number one fingers, kettle corn, whatever. If you do that, you probably make more money. It becomes a more enjoyable experience. Almost every time you have a bad experience at a ballpark, it's because someone is drunk. Fight me on that. When was it? Oh, there's a big fight broke out at the Cubs-White Sox game. A lot of people, they had too many nachos. And so I suggested to, you know, like that season in The Wire where they had Hamsterdam, said all the drunks can be in that section. You can drink all the beer you want in that section. None over here. There's no beer sales over here. You're not, you know, we'll breathalyze you when you come in. There's no drunkenness here. It'll be, I guarantee you, a more pleasant experience. Well, I got a little bit of pushback on that from a couple of people, and two of my really, really devoted listeners wrote to me, hey, let's get to the first one, because it is the one that got Mark Fahey at SNOCODUDE. Snoco dude. Mark is a great follower from the old Sully baseball days. He does a Who Owns Baseball himself. Really great baseball fan. He said, must say, don't appreciate being lumped in with the a-hole drunks just because I like an adult beverage at a ball game. He wrote to me via Twitter. And I said to him, did I call you a drunken fool? And he said, basically, yes, you implied anyone who drinks at a ball game is only out to ruin everyone else's enjoyment. No, I did not. Let me address this. I did not. I say drunks do. People who go in with a purpose to get drunk and be reckless. Now, is it fair that I want to take the beer away from you at the ball game because of the other people? No, it's not fair. I'll be the first to admit that. But to paraphrase Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, fair's got nothing to do with it. Actually, he said deserving's got nothing to do with it. That's why I said I paraphrased him. There are a lot of times you do a punishment to a group that is unfair to the people who did not do the crime themselves. When I'm at a school and a bunch of kids abuse something, whether it's abusing some of the rubber playground balls or abusing things like scissors or blocks at a kind of a free time thing, like they're throwing the blocks around. You know, we can't have this. Too many kids are throwing the blocks around. I'm using the blocks fine. Too bad. It causes a problem. And there is, under my plan, A, there's a whole section for you to watch the game with a beer. And also, there's no shortage of places for you to watch a game with a beer. At home, at a bar, at a restaurant, in the parking lot. Don't drive home. Do you know what? There's a lot of places. A lot of people thought like helmet laws were not fair. Hey, I'm not driving and falling and smashing my head. Yeah, but do you know what? Too many people were. And here's another thing, though. And this is, I'm not calling you this. I swear to God. Who thinks they're a drunk? Who thinks they're a person who can't handle their liquor? You know, it's kind of like people who say, everyone thinks they have a sense of humor. Everyone who owns a gun thinks they're a responsible gun owner. Everyone who enjoys an adult beverage thinks that, I can handle it. Who goes to a ball game and says, I'm not going to be able to handle it, and I'm going to start a fight? I get most of the people who wind up in those situations, I bet if you interview them, say, I'm not a troublemaker. I just enjoy having a beer or two. Do you know what? We've had it. We've had it. And we've had that's part of the game experience is to be around a drunk. Not you, but this is the unfair consequence of it. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the people who ruined it for you. Remember when they came out those Battlestar Galactica toys in the late 70s that fired a missile? Then one kid fired a missile into his throat and he had to go to the hospital. I think the rumor was that he died. This may be even an urban legend. But suddenly they stopped doing the Battlestar Galactica things that fired the missile and the toy was not nearly as cool. Well, I wasn't going to fire into my mouth. Yeah, but do you know what? Too bad. You're going to have to deal with it. You want to drink a beer? Either sit in Amsterdam or go to the bar. The rest of us are going to enjoy the game. Is that fair, Mark? Fair's got nothing to do with it. Now, another person, longtime fan of the show, Cubs fan of the name, my friend Marcel out there in Switzerland wrote to me, I don't agree 100% with your take on beer at ball games. But then again, I've always been one who can enjoy one beer and not feel the urge for a second or third or tenth. So yeah, maybe you're right. And I wrote back to him, you're Swiss. You can consume with moderation. We don't do that in America. As long as we equate drunks with being a quality fan and being drunk with some sort of sense of machismo, then I'm taking the beers away from you the same way I took the scissors and the blocks away from the kids. Because we don't practice moderation. It becomes a rite of manhood of how many beers you can have here. You watch how Europeans consume things. Yes, you have soccer riots and everything like that. I mean, believe me, it's not all a Merchant Ivory film. But watch Europeans consume things like food and drink most of the time, and it's there's no big all-you-can-eat buffets in France. There's no bottomless bread basket if you go to Milan. It's like, okay, I had my meal. That's why they're not walking around you. They don't look like a bunch of Jabba the Hutts. Now, granted, if you go to Ireland, if you go to Germany, if you go to these places with these big soccer riots, yeah, that can happen. I'm not taking them off the hook. But I am saying, hey, let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. They used to sell hard liquor at a ball game. I just want to have some scotch and smoke my cigar. You can't smoke cigars. You can't have hard liquor anymore. You can adjust. You'll be all right. Hey, I want to read one more thing before we call this a podcast. And by the way, I'm doing a podcast for Saturday, which is going to be my recreation of the 2003 World Series, where it was going to be the Cubs and the Red Sox. A curse has got to go. I'm almost done doing the simulations, and I think it's going to be fun. Anyway, this is from Eric Boberic, who sent me a message via Instagram. He said, "Hey, Sully, I'd like to start by saying I hope things are going okay for you and your family and your dad not being well. Thank you very much." And I got a couple of nice notes about my dad. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I listened to today's episode. This is when I was talking about how baseball was pricing out little leaguers and how they have to use little league to get baseball, to get kids hooked on baseball early and just supply them with the uniforms. Forget paying for it. Baseball should be giving the uniforms to these kids. He said, "When I was a kid playing T-ball, I was on the Monterey Giants. My dad was a Red Sox fan. My mom was a Fairweather A's fan. So by all means, I should have been a Sox fan. But I was intrigued by the Giants. That year I went to a Giants game, was hooked for life. Much to my dad's irritation, I refused to change fandoms even after the 2004 World Series. But examples like this are supporting your reasoning here." There you go. And it's right. When you get a kid and you're going to dress up like a hero, they'll want to be like that hero and they'll get attached to that team. And so baseball, you know, I mean, I can't even appeal to Rob Manfred anymore because he hates the game so much. But get these kids hooked early and enjoy the experience of loving it early. And then have the parents take them to the game. Here's one of the, I guess this goes back a little bit to Mark. The guy who goes to, or the woman, either one, I'm not going to exclude a gender from this, who goes to a ball game and gets sloshed and starts stuff, I would argue is not really a fan. That's not what fandom's all about. But they're already involved with the game and already following it. We're trying to get a younger crowd, so we're still talking about baseball when this pandemic ends in 53 years. And one way you don't do it is don't create a situation where you're like seeing parents saying, "I don't want to take my kids there. I don't want to give my kids the experience of going to a ball game live because of these potential risks." There's a lot of things you can do and enjoy things where when you go to the live event or something like that, you can't do what you can't do either in the privacy of your home or in a bar or something like that. You can't go to see Avengers Endgame and get stoned. But you can do that at home. You can get nachos and throw stuff at the screen. You can't do that in the movie theater. You can't go to concerts and have like, you know, and pull out a grill. You can do that listening to something in your home. And so maybe you shouldn't be able to get a beer and get drunk. Okay, Mark, you won't get drunk, but do you know what? Too many people do, and too many blocks are thrown. We're trying to get those young fans like Eric playing for the Monterey T-ball team to start getting into baseball and having their parents say, hey, this is an option for us to all do together as a family, as opposed to, yeah, we went there. I mean, it was nice to go to the game, but there are too many drunks. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the drunks. And tomorrow, get mad at either the Curse of the Billy Goat or the Bambino artificially being ended either a year earlier or was it 13 years earlier in what will be my 2003 World Series recreation, which I'm going through it. I'm not tipping the scale in any way, okay? Whatever it ends up is what it ends up, but it looks like it's going to be an interesting simulation. So go to the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. Go to all the places where you listen to your podcasts and tell your smart device as your home and staying safe. And Mark, getting as drunk as you want to get. Tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or play podcast Locked On Astros and listen to my pals there. This has been the Locked On MLB podcast for the third day of April 2020. I'm yours, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.